And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley. Thanks for hanging out. It's been a while. Life in general. I have to tell you, it's been interesting, like the things that have been going on. Like, I've posted multiple times on TikTok, you know, just kind of about some of the things we're going through. And consistency for me is very, very important. But the reality is that the consistency has not been there. And it's kind of difficult for me because, well, it just makes it tough. It makes it tough because you want to do something. You want to be able to be there. You want to be able to do all the things that you want to do. And sometimes you get thrown wrenches. But that doesn't mean that you can't do what you're going to do. This is the first time joining us. You can go ahead and head over to youtube.com, follow Wes Tankersley, Shaping Success, links in the bio, here on TikTok. I got a new camera, which is great. It's funny. Someone mentioned to me yesterday that they can see all the gray in my beard. And it was funny because I posted one of those, you know, TikTok throws those, this day stuff up, and you can see like there's a day where I shaved and I had completely no facial hair, and they're like, well, that just took 10 years off of you, which I think is funny because taking 10 years off of you just for shaving is crazy. But I don't know. I kind of like the beard and I want to stick with it. So anyway, the children have been sick. Well, the child has been sick. My son is 2 years old and he goes to daycare. And it's funny because everyone, you know, he kind of commented about that. And it kind of seems like kids are sick all the time. And it's interesting how that'll play a toll on you. And what's been going on with my house, you know, it's kind of the same thing that, you know, I've been going through. And I think that a lot of people go through. So that's why I'm kind of talking about it. But kids get sick. And when they get sick, it disrupts a lot of things in your life. As you know, I've done this podcast this is year 5 now. And we'll talk about some stuff that I think is very important here shortly. But consistency is tough. Consistency is key for me. So doing this every single day is kind of what I set out to do. And it's been kind of a crapshoot. I've got 30 episodes into the year already, and we are about 60 days into it. So that's about half as consistent as I would like to be. Nikki, thanks for hanging out over on YouTube. It's interesting because like with this setup now, it took me forever and I kind of got a block and I was like, I'm not going to do this. This is too hard. This is too much work. This is difficult, blah, 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 to set this stupid camera up that has made everything super clear on my end. You know, you're watching this on my phone on TikTok. It's a little bit different than watching it on YouTube because you will see how clear, and you'll see me kind of glance over because I'm trying to look at the camera. I got monitors all over, and it's just one of those deals that you have to learn how to do, which I've been training myself to do for a long time. But instead of the camera being directly in front of me, I've had a monitor directly in front of me. So like if I have an interview and I have a conversation with someone, then I want to kind of look in their eyes. And so last Wednesday, I did my book review with Robert Watson. And it was funny because I kept finding myself like looking. So I'm looking down, there's a camera in front of me. Looking at the camera, there's a camera on the side of the camera, the monitor, like, and you're supposed to be just looking directly into the eye of the camera. So something that I have to deal with, something that I have to learn to do. So when you see me glancing off to the side, that's me looking at monitors and all kinds of things that are going on inside here. But it was a crapshoot for me. Like, I've had this camera set up for a while, and I think you get these blocks on things. And I had this block when I started this podcast. I started thinking about how this is too difficult. How am I going to do this? What am I going to do? You know, like, how do I get this uploaded? There's all these freaking things that were so damn easy to do, and I consistently made them harder than what they needed to be. And that's what we do a lot of times. We'll block ourselves out from doing something that is super simple, super easy, and then just make it so that it is difficult to do. And it's really not that hard when we just take the chance to try and do it. So I want to talk about some stuff. You know, I've decided that I started looking on my Instagram stories. And if you haven't followed me, it's @West.Tankersley, because there's a realtor in Mississippi, I think, is where he's at, whose name is Wes Tankersley as well. And he wants to keep my name. So that's okay. It's all right. So we got the @West.Tankersley pretty much everywhere. But it's funny. I started posting these. You start going through things just like on TikTok. and you start to see these things that pop up and you start to use them and think about them and how they relate to you. So we'll go through a few of these this morning because it is Monday and we're trying to get going. This is the first show of the month, but I think a lot of us get blocked in situations and we have to start to think through it. And I used to be that person who was like looking at these quotes and memes and things that people post and just like kind of laughing, like, quit posting that crap. I don't need to see that crap. And now I'm that person. And it's funny because now that I am that person, there are a lot of things that I look at the quote and I think about and I relate them to my life and how they are meaningful to me. So I've decided that with my story on TikTok, it's kind of, or on Instagram, it's just kind of be a running thing of these quotes that may hopefully help you. One of the cool things that I'm doing, and if you haven't watched Motivational Music Hour with myself and Nikki, we talk about motivational music. So as I see these quotes, I find songs and I post them with them and kind of, and they have a double meaning because people have to think about the music that kind of goes along with the quote. Now, I won't talk about those right now because I can't have the music playing while I'm doing this stream, but here's kind of the first one that I'm thinking about. All right. In life, you get what you have the courage to do. So it is up to you how you do what you do, but you have to have the courage in order to do it. You have to have the strength to do it. And people will tell you that you can't do it over and over again. And that just kind of knocks you down and makes you expect and makes you feel and makes you think that you can't do it. But if you have the courage to move past that, you're going to get there. Okay. And it's real tough. It is. It's a difficult thing. I have people laughing at me, telling me things, saying things to me all the time. But I've gotten to this point where I start to look at them and see that they are not willing to do those things. And you may be willing to, but you're scared. Don't have the fear. Find the courage. Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. If you're having difficulty with your life and you're starting to think about like those things that are stopping you or bothering you and you're stuck in this pattern and you just can't get out of it, you have to be willing to change. That is the number one thing. Like you have to, it starts with you. Like if you have a goal, if you have a dream, if you have a desire, you have to be willing to put in the work and you have to be able to do the change, make the change, right? And we have a lot of times getting stuck with that. Again, it's the same thing with courage. Like you have to be willing to make that change. And what I would tell you, and I've said this 100 times, is go down and write down that goal, what it is. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want? What are you trying to do? I want to lose 100 pounds. I want to start a podcast. I want to become an MLB player. Like these are all little goals and things that there has to, that you want to do, but you must be willing to change because a lot of times you're not willing to do the work and we have to be willing to do that. So think about that change. Think about what it's going to take. Think about what it could be and make the change. We have to dream before our dreams can come true. This is by Robert Watson. He posts this up. We have to dream before our dreams can come true. And I know, here we go. We're talking about dreaming and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of us get lost in the fact that just because it's a dream doesn't mean that it can be reality. What is the very first dream you had? You know, like I've talked about this before. I remember when I was a kid walking down the back lane to the swimming pool thinking that I was going to be a quarterback in the NFL just like Joe Montana. And that was it. That was my dream. That was my desire. Now, did that come true? No. But you have to be willing to dream to be able to work towards that goal. And I worked towards that goal. Fact of the matter was a little bit bigger than a quarterback. And I ended up being an offensive lineman and then lost that desire. And so the moment that you lose that desire, that's what happens. But the dream has always been there. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a fireman. I listen to my daughter. I want to be a rock star. All these dreams are possible. But you have to be willing to do the work. And it's not a problem to dream, okay? You just have to be willing to accept the fact that a dream cannot become reality unless you're willing to do the work. Some of us are building from scratch. No inheritance, no connections, no backups, just blood, sweat, and skills. That's an easy one to look at because when you look at people, and there's another one here that we'll talk about in a minute, but when you look at people and you start to think about like, what do they have that I don't have? What goals are they searching for? How did they get where they got? Some of us don't have that connection, right? Some of us are just working our ass off to make things happen. And it goes hand in hand with this. The most powerful thing you can do right now is be patient while things are unfolding for you. Personally, I'm going through this. There are some things in the background that I'm trying to do, and I am trying to find the patience to continue to do the things that I want to do. It's difficult because there keeps being these barriers that are popping up. But the one thing that keeps me going is knowing that the very next time I try could be the very next thing that pushes me and moves me forward. And it's closer than it's ever been. And you have to be patient. That's all there is to it. It's tough because you just want to give up because you've tried over and over again. The number one thing I could tell you, though, is if you want it to happen, and if you're willing to work hard enough, it will happen. But you have to do it. It may take some time, but you have to keep being consistent. I've talked about this podcast, the way that I do this, the things that I want going, the way that, you know, I want it to be a big thing. But the fact of the matter is if I don't take the time, if I don't do the work, it's never going to happen. So you have to remember that. Keep going. Keep pushing. If you want it bad enough, it's going to happen. It's just going to take time. And sometimes you just have to be patient. There's this Anselvania song that we used to play for my daughter when she talked about a lot of things like wanting to go do this and do that and whatever. But it was called Have Patience. You should check it out. It's kind of funny. A little kid song that my daughter, you know, we played for her, but my wife actually had it played for her when she was younger as well. The toughest opponent you will ever face is your own self-doubt. Beat him and you'll be unstoppable. At the end of the day, it's only you versus you. Endless potential. We are our biggest critic. We are our biggest critic. That's all there is to it. Every single time that we stop, what stops us is ourselves. We have the choice. We have the ability to keep moving forward, to keep going, to keep doing the things that we want to do. As long as we can stay in that headspace that we can do anything that we set ourselves out to do. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think. It is possible if you're willing to do the work. And we sit there and we watch and we see these other people and think that they're getting things that we don't get and we don't understand why they get what they have, but we don't see all the work in the background that they're doing. Nothing will happen without the work. You get tested the most when it's time for you to elevate. Don't break. Think about that. Elevation. We're trying to make ourselves up to a better level. And what we have to do is we have to realize that even though you're being tested, there's things that will make you better. Every single thing that you do, you have to be willing to work a little bit harder. Okay. Sharon, what's going on? Thanks for hanging out in the chat room over on YouTube. We got Sharon and Nikki over there. You guys can go join the YouTube Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley over on YouTube. Get in the conversation. At some point, when we get enough people in there, we'll start doing some chats and things like that where we can actually ask some questions and go through and answer those. Just because it's taking longer than you thought it would doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Just keep putting in the work. Your time will come. Again, that goes back to the patience, right? We have to put in the work. We have to be willing to continue to move forward. And if it's not happening as fast as you want, doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It just means that you got to keep working it. You got to redefine it. You got to re-engineer what you're doing to help it, to make it happen. My daughter says she wants to play the guitar. And it's funny because she tells me she wants to learn how to play the guitar. For Christmas, we get her an acoustic guitar. She doesn't like it because it's not an electric guitar, and she doesn't even try. And it's funny because if she wants to do it, she will make it happen. She will work through it. She needs to be willing to do the work. And when she tells me that she wants to do one thing and then her actions show me another thing, I see her and I tell her, if you really want to do it, you have to practice. Things don't happen overnight. And I relate that back to her art because she does art, and that's a big thing for her. She draws, and I have this picture sitting in my truck of when she was in kindergarten that she drew, and I show it to her, or she looks at it, and she goes, that's disgusting. And I'm like, yeah, do you remember that? Do you remember what you draw now and how you draw now? What did it take? Over and over again, you've put your time into drawing, and you've created something that is much better, and she's a great artist. She has to be willing to do that with music as well, but she's 10. Right? And I like to try and help her to understand that, but it doesn't actually mean that that's going to happen. Okay. This is the last one I'm going to leave you with because this really ties everything together. So let's see here. Before you win, everyone will ask you why you're working so hard. After you win, the same people will tell you how lucky you are. I'm going to read that again because that's a pretty powerful one to me. Because people have this perception versus reality, okay? Before you win, everyone will ask you why you are working so hard. After you win, the same people will tell you how lucky you are. Those people who are willing to judge you based on how you won will be sitting there and saying, you just got lucky. That's what happened, okay? And I sit there and I think about that. Like we get on TikTok, you know, we're watching TikTok here and there's a lot of people who will sit there and be like, I want to go viral. I want to do this. I want to do that, blah, 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 blah. But they don't post any videos or they complain about it or they stop. How many people have you been inspired by on TikTok that just kind of disappear off the face of the earth? Where did they go? What did they do? Did they give up? And then they'll look at these people and go, oh, they just got lucky. This is what happened. They just got lucky. And I have to tell you, that's not the way that it works. The people who got lucky tried and tried and tried until something happened. The people who are not lucky or who don't have that happening, quit. But wanted it. You can want it all you want, but you must be willing to do the work. So remember that. When someone tells you that you're lucky, think about all the things that you had and just kind of laugh it off because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes by those people that you just do not see make it happen. That's it. I'm going to leave you with that. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for chilling on YouTube. Lynette, thank you for the gifts. Thank you to my subscribers on TikTok. We got Nikki, we got Frank Hogue, we got Michelle. We also have a couple of patrons, Nikki again, and Anna Mellon. If you guys want to join the Patreon, at patreon.com, Wes Tankersley, subscribe here on TikTok. I'm trying to do this every single morning, and I'm done. I've told you guys multiple times, I've put a lot into this podcast, and I'm done. Like, I've got everything that I need. I don't feel like I can work anymore towards making this happen. I'm just going to keep doing it. One thing I wanted to show you is I got this new shirt here. It's the same shirt, but it's the new shirt. It's the Move Forward shirt. We took off the website on there. So here it is right here. They're $27 shipped. You can DM me for it. You can actually go look at them on the website. It's got the SWC hashtag on the side, which is Success Warrior Crew. And then it's also got the Shaping Success logo on the side. This is hot off the press. Jay just sent this to me. Come check it out. Move Forward. It's something that, got to find the camera. It's something that I say every day. It's kind of a mantra for me. And I want to work on getting more shirts like that out with messages that people can sit there and look at them. Because that's what I do. I wear clothing that like I look at and I'm like, that's a good message for me. That is what makes me want to keep going. That is what makes me want to move forward. So remember that. Until next time, we'll see you tomorrow. I challenge you to find the shape of your success. We'll be right back.